doing this for so many weeks. This is kind of a reminder sheet. This is all the proofs we've done so far. Kind of catch you up, and hopefully, you know, if you ever mention this to people, they can say, "What are you talking about?" Well, you'll have this little sheet to go through, and you can tell them this is the evidence that God has a deluding influence on the whole world. People can't count to three. You know, I'd like a natural explanation for that. No one's given me one yet. People don't reckon morning is the beginning of a day in Scripture. People can't understand soon to take place and time is near and coming quickly. They don't understand what that means. People have no concept of the biblical meaning of faith. People can't understand the circumstances of a covenant, even though the covenant of marriage is right in front of their face. This is all the proofs we've done so far. If you can find anyone with a natural explanation of why these things are so, I'd love to hear it. I haven't heard it yet, so I accept that a supernatural explanation is the only possible explanation so far, and that's God's proof that what He says is absolutely true. Now, what Thomas read is Jesus before Pilate, and Jesus declares two things to Pilate in the last part of this. He says He's come to testify to the truth. You understand what that means? What does testify mean? That's give a witness account to tell exactly what he has seen and heard with his own eyes, with his own ears. The whole point, Jesus says, I have come here to testify what the truth is. How many people wanted to hear it? People don't like it. So Jesus tells Pilate, I've come to testify to the truth. And then he says, anyone who is of the truth can hear his voice. You know what you said, Thomas?
Yes.
Anybody that is of the truth. Now, this the meaning of this is really seen when you look at the Greek. What this says is ek, aletheia. Ek means out of the center of. Y'all have ever heard of eccentric? Someone that's eccentric is out of the center, out of the mainstream. The word ek always means out of the center. What he says is someone of the truth, ek aletheia, someone that comes out of the center of truth. What does that mean? What does that mean? Out of the center of truth. How do you do that? Where do you begin every search for truth? At the center of truth. Truth and truth alone. What about your opinions? What about your personal beliefs? See? How many people search for the truth without using their own opinions and personal beliefs? You can't do it. And if you do it, you can't hear Jesus' voice. That's the point of that. So Jesus says, I'm here to testify the truth. And if your search comes out of the center of truth, you know, to look for the truth, you can hear his voice. Pilate has only one response to Jesus' words. It's true. You understand what he's asking? What's truth? Jesus says, I've come to testify the truth, and if you're of the truth, you can hear my voice. Pilate says, what's truth? Pilate's answer to this whole point is, what is truth? Has the world ever answered that question? Not one time. You understand what Paul Pilate's asking? You understand what he's saying? The idea is, who can know the truth? Right, you know, Thomas comes up and he says, well, Bill, let me tell you the truth about the Bible. Thomas, who can know the truth? What is truth? Isn't that how people react?
Yeah.
What they're saying is, this is your opinion. This is your personal beliefs. This is your passionate feelings. And what you say is the truth, what is truth? You know, what I think is the truth is my opinion and personal feelings. What you think is the truth is your opinion and personal feelings. Truth doesn't really exist as an absolute. Pilate says, what is truth? And this is his problem here. The idea is, what is truth? You can't know the truth. Truth can't be known because everyone starts with their own belief system. That's what Pilate is saying. What is truth? The examples are, Jesus says, I am a king. How much evidence does Pilate see that that's the truth? None. So what does Pilate think about the truth that Jesus thinks, I am a king? That's your own delusion. That's your personal belief system. What is truth? I see that you're not a king. You say you are a king. I think I got the truth. You think you got the truth. What is truth? You understand what's going on here? Pilate says, I have authority over you. That's what he says to Jesus. Jesus says point blank, that's not the truth. You understand? Jesus says, I am a king. Pilate goes, that's obviously not the truth. Don't you understand? I have the authority over you to crucify you or let you go. Jesus said, that's not the truth. You would have no authority if my Father didn't give it to you. What? So Jesus has his truth. He's a king. Pilate has his truth. He has authority over him. All the Jews yelling outside, they say Jesus is an evildoer worthy of death. That's their truth. Pilate, where's the evidence for that? What's the last thing Pilate says? I mean, what you read? I don't see it.
At some point, Pilate had to believe Jesus because he was dead.
Right. Well, he believed he wasn't worthy of death. He wasn't guilty of what they said he was. Did he believe Jesus was a king?
No.
So Pilate did not hear Jesus' voice. Pilate did not hear his truth. Jesus says, Pilate, you don't have authority. You don't have the truth. The Jews are screaming for Jesus' blood. Pilate says, they don't have the truth. This is a microcosm of the way the world is to this very day. What's the worst thing that you can tell somebody to really get them upset that you can be so rude? Tell them you have the truth. Right, Elsie? What's the response when you tell people, well, I have the truth? What is truth? You have your opinion, I have my opinion. No one can know. This is where the world is. When you look at the truth, Jesus here is to testify of the truth, the whole world says, what is truth? Just like Pilate. Buddhists think they have the truth, don't they? Hindus think they have the truth. Muslims think they have the truth. Methodists think they have the truth. Baptists think they have the truth. Church of Christ people think that. What is truth? What is it, guys? Huh? Well, your opinion of the word. Why are you shaking your head? Huh? Well, yeah, the word, but no one can really understand perfectly what the word says, so even then you're still stuck with the best guess of what the truth is, right? Huh? This is the problem. This is why the whole world is under a delusion. The whole world thinks truth. Let me write it down here because this is the whole point of what I'm saying. The whole world thinks truth is personal. If I'm a Buddhist, those are my personal beliefs, and it's the truth to me. If I'm a Hindu, those are my personal beliefs, and it's the truth to me. My Hindu truth might be different from another sect of Hindus. You know, my truth is mine, their truth is theirs. The whole idea is truth is personal. Can this possibly be correct?
No.
How dare you? Who do you people think you are? You arrogant, knock-headed cement head. What do you mean it's not personal? Every one of you has your own personal truth. You think it's true. How dare you think you have the only truth? Right? Yes, sir.
I think it would be fair to say that everyone knows that it can only be one truth.
And it's my personal belief.
True. You feel that way, but everyone knows that it can only be one truth.
Well, what is the one truth? What I believe or what you believe? Well, your personal opinion of what the word says, the way you interpret it.
No, see, that's like the truck outside.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that that truck is red.
Yes.
Because you want to say it's blue, that don't make it true.
Well, I think it's crimson. So you think it's red, I think it's crimson. So we're both right. See, this is the problem. Truth has a fundamental law. It's called the law of non-contradiction. If something can't be true and not true at the same time, can't happen. How does truth as personal break that law?
That's insane.
Thomas, you know, what's true for me is true for me. What's true for you is true for you. God accepts us both. But isn't that how what people do? I'm dead serious. You guys think about what I'm saying. You know, I'm in my little denomination, and it's true to me. All these other people have their denominations. It's true to them. God accepts us all as being members of the truth. Well, that's what I believe is the truth. I wouldn't believe it if it wasn't true.
That's what you believe is the truth. That's not the truth.
What I believe is the truth. The truth is my personal belief. Yeah.
The way everybody else sees it?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because they don't understand it like I do. I'm gifted. God is, you know, God came to me at midnight and said, Bill, I'm going to let you see everything correctly, and everybody else, they're lost in their blindness.
Where did you meet
that? Huh?
Where did you meet that?
Third heaven. Why is a person a Buddhist? Personal beliefs equals truth. You got me? Why is a person a Hindu? Personal beliefs equal the truth. This is the way the world is. Why did the Pharisees think Jesus was not the Messiah? Their personal beliefs equals the truth. But what about all the miracles Jesus did? How can facts affect my personal beliefs? I just change them. Well, yeah, he did the miracles, but he did it through the power of Satan. Satan was curing the blind and raising the dead. Because my personal belief is he's a blasphemer. Therefore, any fact that says he's not, I will change to say he is. You guys understand the world, the way the world is? Has it changed any in 2,000 years? My personal belief is that Methodism is the truth. Therefore, any fact that confirms this, I accept. Any supposed fact you try to give me, I will either say it's not a fact, or I'll say you misunderstand it. Now, this is the whole world, isn't it? Why is anybody a Baptist? Do they believe they're following the truth? Truth equals personal beliefs. What about if Thomas comes along and he tries to show them scriptures that contradict their personal beliefs? Who do you think you are? All you're doing is taking your personal beliefs and trying to say they're better than my personal beliefs. How rude. How arrogant. You Church of Christ people just make me sick. See? This is the way the world is. Do you guys see that the entire world, 100%, is under a delusion? Now, give me a natural explanation. Give me a natural explanation. Anybody. If you can't find a natural explanation to why people believe truth is a personal thing, even though everything in your brain says that's stupid, what are you left with? If it's not natural, what does it have to be? Supernatural. Well, it's my personal belief. Supernatural doesn't exist, Donald. Well, you need to help yourself. You Bible thumpers, you're just pitiful. You know, if we go back to dust and, you know, when we're dead, we don't exist anymore. You guys are just pathetic. Yeah. People have heard this at funerals where they talk about what a wonderful, loving, giving, caring person, and you're going, what? How do they do that? Personal belief. You come up to a wife that's got a black eye and broken bones, and she says, no, my husband's a good man. He's a good man. He loves me. But he put you in the hospital. Well, that's my fault. I shouldn't have done whatever it was that I did. I don't understand what I did. How many people, truth equals personal beliefs, and it makes them believe the most ridiculous, stupid nonsense? The whole world's under this illusion, guys, and it doesn't get any better. It's not going to change. If you take a Methodist, a Baptist, a Catholic, an atheist. Why is an atheist an atheist? The truth equals my personal beliefs. How is an atheist different than anyone in a religion? They're not any different whatsoever. Every one of these people, despite their differences, believe that they're following the truth that they should live by. Now, can everybody be right? How do you find out who's wrong? Well, if you agree with my personal beliefs, you're right. And if you disagree with my personal beliefs, you're wrong. See how that works? See, a lot of denominations. Well, I'm Methodist and these people are Baptist, but we're going to overlook the disagreements because it's my personal belief that the truth is we both accept Jesus Christ and God accepts us all. How many of you believe that? Can that possibly be true? Why not? The law of non-contradiction. What was Jesus' idea of the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, excuse me. Everyone's personal beliefs that they think is true, their personal beliefs are derived from their own opinions of fair and right and good and joyful. So if I'm a Buddhist, that's because the tenets of Buddhism meet my personal opinion of what's fair and right and good. If I'm a Hindu, my personal beliefs are what, you understand? The whole point is truth equals what I think is good and right and fair. Can this possibly be true? No. Jesus' idea of the truth. Let me read you something, you tell me. Matthew 26:56. Jesus says, but all this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures of the prophets. And then all the disciples left him and fled the garden. What does Jesus think is the truth? Let's do another one. Mark 14:49. Every day I was with you in the temple teaching and you did not seize me. But this has now taken place to fulfill the scriptures. What does Jesus think is the truth? The scriptures. Luke 24:44. Now Jesus said to them, these are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things, how many?
All
things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. What did Jesus think was true?
All scripture.
Matter of fact, he said it, John 17:17. Father, sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth. So Jesus Christ, how much did he think truth was his personal opinion of what's good? You know, he thought it would be good if this cup would pass from him. Did he think that that could be true? That would be right? What does he think is true? The whole point, Jesus makes the whole point over and over and over again, truth equals Scripture. Over and over and over and over. How many people have that idea in this world? That truth equals biblical Scripture. Huh? Why? How many people think that truth equals what I believe in the Scripture, but what I don't accept in the Scripture, that's perfectly fine, I still have the truth? Now, suppose you were sitting on a witness stand and the judge says, tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and you tell him, well, I'm going to tell you the parts that suit my idea of what happened, but I'm not going to tell you the parts that kind of contradict what I think happened. What would the judge say? Contempt of court. Jail time. Because when you tell the truth, how much of the truth do you have to tell? Jesus says, Scripture is truth. Period. How many people approach Scripture as a personal truth that must verify their personal beliefs concerning what they think is proper and fair and good and right? Is that how Jesus did it? You guys understand the delusion the world is under? They say truth? Well, okay. Truth may be Scripture, but Scripture is personal. There. We solved the problem. You know, Thomas, you read the Bible and get what you get out of it, and God bless you, and He'll save you. I'm going to read the Bible and get what I get out of it, and God bless me, He'll save me. And, you know, Josh will read the Bible and get everything wrong. That's just Josh. But, you know, God will save him anyway, because no one can understand Scripture perfectly. So God accepts our best guess at Scripture as the truth. Why are you guys shaking your head? You guys are just being difficult. So you're saying truth is Scripture exactly as written, and you better understand it. But you can't understand it, Thomas. Beget, and this and thou and that, you know, you can't understand Scripture. God's ways are our ways. He's mysterious. He wasn't powerful enough to write a book we can understand. That would be my personal belief, wouldn't it? You guys understand how this works? The whole world approaches Scripture as a personal message that speaks to them. Well, you know, Thomas, Revelation, we're in the end times. And the Antichrist has probably been born and is on the earth right now. And pretty soon, we're going to have the rapture. And everybody's going to fly out and disappear and all that kind of stuff. And then Jesus is going to come down and make His thousand-year kingdom on the earth. I read that in Scripture. Yes, sir. I read it. It says it. Yes, sir. Well, I can tell it's going to happen because I can see the signs of the end times.
You're better than Jesus.
What?
You're better than Jesus.
What do you mean?
Because Jesus don't know how to use
it. Well, He got it all wrong. If you look at Matthew 24, He says all these things will happen in this generation. Well, He messed that up completely. You know, it didn't. All these things are going to happen in this generation. So I'm going to think that when He said all these things will happen in this generation, what He meant to say is the generation in which all these things happen. There, see? The truth. Have I fallen back into personal belief? Can personal belief ever be the truth? Never. Never, ever, ever. Any disagreement about Scripture, since Scripture is a personal message to individuals, any disagreements about Scripture should be overlooked, because who can really understand Scripture perfectly and declare exact truth? That can't be done. So if I'm Baptist and you're Methodist and Bonnie's Lutheran and Josh is atheist, we're just going to overlook all that, because the main thing is we all love Jesus. So So we all have the, you know, the truth that matters, and we're all going to go to heaven. Except for John. Why are you shaking your head? Oh, you arrogant Church of Christ. You know, that's why nobody likes the Church of Christ people. Every other denomination wants to get along, to overlook differences, to fellowship each other, to just, you know, love each other and love God and love Jesus. But you Church of Christ people, you hard-headed, stubborn mules, think you're the only one that have the truth. You understand why nobody likes you? Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, I mean, you're going to admit that your truth is simply your personal beliefs. Why not? Oh, man, you arrogant. You arrogant people. Isn't this how the world approaches the truth? Anybody that says, well, no, this is the truth, you arrogant. No one can know the truth. Can't be known. We're just supposed to overlook all these differences. You remember my cousin talking to you? And we're sitting there talking about all the point blank 180 degree, you know, differences between you and the students over there. And her response is, if you would just get to know them, you'll find out that you agree a lot more than you disagree. So what is her idea of what truth is? Truth is personal. You know, the Bible is a personal message to her. And it's a personal message to them. And if you would get on the program and have it understand that it's a personal message to you, we could all get along. Can that possibly be true? Now, what would happen if you took cold, hard facts and tried to present them to her? I'll tell you exactly what happened. You are forbidden to speak to me about it. That's exactly what happened. Can you really know the exact truth? The Scriptures say you can? Let me read it to you. Here's the simplest thing. Luke 1:1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the Word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most the excellent Theophilus, verse 4, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. What does a person inspired by the Holy Spirit write down in Scripture about knowing the exact truth? Read what is written, and you'll know the exact truth. Isn't that what Luke said? I'm going to write everything down exactly right so you can know the exact truth. So when you look God in the face in Judgment Day and say, God, who can know the truth? What is truth? And He says, go stand over there with Pilate. What's your response? Uh-oh. What do you mean, Pilate? I'm not like him. He crucified God, son. He crucified the Word. What have you been doing your whole life? Anyone who says what is truth is crucifying God's Word every day, all day, without fail, and without respite. You guys understand me? Everyone who says, what is truth? You can't be known like Pilate did. They are Pilate. They are someone that's crucifying the Word, who had every chance to do it right and did everything wrong. How does Scripture say that exact truth can be understood? I'm sorry. Read it. Get it? Luke says, I wrote everything down. Read it. Know the exact truth. So if you want to know the exact truth of God and His Word, what do? Read it. And you know how you are of the truth? Everything you say comes out of Scripture, period. Without opinion or personal belief. That's the only way you can arrive at the truth. Anything else is a delusion. Now, what would all the gang over there at ETBU say about that, Thomas? You're the one with the delusion. This is the way the world is. In Luke 4, Jesus stood up and He read from Isaiah about setting the people free in the acceptable year of the Lord. And He sat down and He said, this verse is now fulfilled in your hearing. And everybody went, What? Who, isn't this the carpenter's son? Who does he think he is? And Jesus stands back up and he tells them the truth. You know what? There were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, but only the widow of Syria was given miracles from God. There were many lepers in Israel at the same time, but only Naaman of Syria, a Sidon, was cured. He told them the truth, didn't he? What was their reaction? They tried to drag him and pull him off a cliff. Because what did the truth do to their personal belief? So it can't be the truth to them. How do you shut out facts? You try to throw them off a cliff. You try to get rid of them. You crucify them. In Acts 7, Stephen says, he gives a complete history of the Jews, and then he says, you Jews who were given the ordinances by angels, yet fail to keep them. What was the Jews' reaction? They grit their teeth and threw dust in the air and they killed him dead. How does the Scriptures treat or show people who think truth is their personal beliefs? How does the Scripture present people who think truth is their personal belief? As wicked, evil, destructive murderers. Got me? How many people in this world think truth is their personal beliefs? What does that make most of the people of this world? Evil, wicked, destructive, murder. Now, look around in the world. Is this world beset by evil, wicked, stupid, foolish people? Give me a natural explanation. There is none. There's only one. God's deluding influence because they don't love the truth. The idea that God sets up truth as a personal belief system that can be true whether we all agree or not is a massive, foolish, stupid delusion. How many of you believe it? 99.9? Just crazy. excuse me. This delusion is contradicted by every word of Jesus in Scripture. Every word of Scripture in Jesus Christ contradicts the idea that God sets up a personal belief system as truth. Every word. Why don't people see it? Because they don't come out of the truth. They don't start in Scripture to begin their search. They start with their personal idea of what's good and right and fair, and they can't hear God's voice. They can't see. They can't hear. The truth is absolute and universal at all times. What's true right here is true across the world. What's true right here is true in Europe. What's true right here is true in China. Right? What's true right here is true in any other assembly. If we're doing things wrong, we're wrong. What about everybody else? Well, it's their personal belief system and God accepts it. They're wrong. You guys understand? Truth is not personal. It is not a personal belief system of what's proper and good and fair. Truth is absolute. What does that mean? That's it. Truth is absolute. And you know what people say about that? There is no absolute truth. Do they know that? Oh, absolutely. What? Their whole idea of contradicting the idea of absolute truth is they say it's absolutely true that there's no absolute truth. Give me a natural explanation for that nonsense. People are deluded. People have no idea. Of course there's absolute truth. It's not your personal belief system. It's absolute and universal. Hearing, obeying the gospel is the only way to be saved. Well, except where the gospel hasn't been preached. Ooh, how many Christians are guilty of that? Hearing and obeying the gospel is the only way to be saved. Well, except for where the gospel hasn't been preached in China and darkest Africa. You know, God, the truth isn't the truth there. Is it? Oh, you mean people. How can you do that to these poor people that never heard the gospel? Huh? Huh? What? Or do you have to trust God knows what He's doing? We're responsible for following Scripture, except where it contradicts science or history or my beliefs. Right? The idea that the world is, you know, less than 10,000 years old, come on. Nobody believes that. You'd have to be stupid to believe that. You know, the world's 4 billion years old. And the Genesis is just an allegorical hymn to give an idea of poetic... Is that the truth? If Genesis says the world's less than 10,000 years old, what's the world? And that contradicts science and history. Well, don't you feel foolish? They all think you're crazy. Yeah. The Bible means what it says, except where I and others that I care for differ in their interpretation. True or not true? Means what it says. Whether the people I love the most disagree and don't see it, it still means what it says. You guys understand how easy it is to fall into this delusion? The truth is the truth, except where it makes me feel better to believe that it's different. Don't fall into that trap. Worship must be in spirit and in truth, except concerning traditions and formalities that improve the services. Then you improve the services. And spirit of truth is, you know, secondary. Right? Right, Bonnie? But if you're going to have services, you have to please the people. So the more you invent services and traditions and things that improve the services and make people happy and get everybody excited, that's your priority in worship, not spirit of truth. Why are you shaking your head? Well, you know what? You'll be sitting in the church with a handful of people. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Yeah. But would you rather sit in a service with a handful of people that know the truth than with 1,000 people that are deluded? That's just the way it is. The Bible gives God's instructions correctly, except where time and culture and education make changes allowable. Right, Thomas? What do you mean? Well, it's like women preachers. You know, you're just an idiot about this. Women are educated. It's not like it was. They're not chattel anymore. They're not possessions. They're PhDs. And now women can teach. And, you know, the Bible was written 2,000 years ago. It's a different culture, different time. Changes are allowable with time and culture. Huh? It's my personal belief. Haven't you been listening to anything I say? Truth is my personal belief. Is it? If the Bible says women can't teach or instruct or take authority over men, is it still true today? Is it absolutely true? Is it universally true? Should be. And I mean, it's your common sense wants to kick. I was watching, y'all ever heard of Ravi Zacharias? Really interesting guy. I turned his show on and Ravi had a female instructor teaching because he was gone somewhere. And she was talking about the exact stuff that I was interested in. You know what that little voice said? Turn it off. Well, that's stupid. I said, she's not taking authority over me, but is she instructing you? She's instructing men because there's men in the audience. You're looking at a woman taking authority and instructing men. Turn it off. And my common sense was going, no, that's just stupid. I want to hear what she has to say. Your decision. You know what it did? Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I wanted to hear her so bad I could taste it, but I couldn't do it. Why not? Because truth is absolute. And it doesn't matter what my personal feelings are. Truth is the truth. Now, how many people, Thomas, would say I was an idiot to turn that off? 99.9. What does God say about me turning it off? What did I tell you? You did what I asked you to do. Would you rather do it and please God, or would you rather please man? Last one. Everyone knows that there's no such thing as absolute truth. And they know that absolutely. How stupid. The world's deluded, guys. Truth is every word of God, where you must begin your search for truth without opinion or personal beliefs. If you do not do that, you cannot know the truth. You cannot hear the truth. Jesus Christ will never speak to you. You will hear Him, but you will invent your own way under your own beliefs, according to what you think is good and right and fair and proper. Truth is every word of God. Anything else is a search for truth without beginning in God's Word, without personal opinion or personal beliefs or any of that stuff. Anything that begins anywhere except Scripture cannot hear God's voice, and you will be deluded to believe what is false. Now, is that the truth? Is that the absolute truth? Is that the universal truth? What are you going to do about it? If the truth sets you free, how are you going to be set free? Scripture? What does it say? If I can't understand it, who do I call? Come see me. Go talk to somebody. Sound it out. Research it. Google it. You are responsible to understand what God said because He wrote it to be understood. Truth is every word of God. Scripture must be fulfilled. Anything else is a delusion. Now, you guys understand the whole world is a deluded mess. And as soon as Elsie walks up with the Word of God and says, you know, it's written right here. What's the response, Elsie?
That's your opinion.
Yeah. Bonnie, you take the Word of God over there to the assembly in Longview, and you're going, excuse me. You know, it says right here. What would the response be?
It's your opinion.
Yeah. So what is their idea of what truth is to them? They're deluded. If truth is personal to you, you're deluded. If truth is Scripture, you're not. Period, the end. Everybody understand? All right, let's see. If there's anything that needs to be done, now's the time. Is there anybody that needs to tell us anything, any responses, anything we can do for anybody? Now's the time. Yes, ma'am.